You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Trade deadline is coming up. And just under 9 hours, what to do for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's head to Parkville and get Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. I haven't talked to you in a while. Pleasure. Good show. Shout out to Jeremy. Jeremy, I met you at Hillendale when Matthew Judon came there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know somebody that knows you. I know a guy named Vinny.
Vinny.
About Big Falls Inn, his brother.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a small world, man. Well, yeah, it was nice to meet you back then. I'm sorry. Like, yeah, people always like to say it's great to put a face to the voice, and I always say, I'm sorry, this is the face.
Oh, that was great, man. We were talking about throwing the football, and
yeah,
I'm athletic. But I just want to touch on the Orioles. I won't bother with the Ravens because I've got guarded optimism about them. But I'm,
well, it's Orioles time. What's on your mind, buddy?
Okay, I'm really, I'm an older fan, okay? I've never seen anything like this in baseball before, all these trades. And
with one team or the league as a whole?
The league as a whole.
Okay,
and
yeah.
What I'm wondering about Mike Elias, is this a rebuild, a retool?
It's a retool. A rebuild would include Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, someone of that nature. That's what a rebuild would include. I don't think there's a question to this, Jeremy. When they rebuilt, they had no foundation. They had no guys who were their foundation. They didn't. They built to draft for that foundation. Now they do have a foundation. They're putting pieces around these guys. So it's retooling.
Yeah, and I like what you're saying because, like, they're getting rid of guys with expiring contracts. There are a few guys that have you know, team options or club options, whatever, the next year, like the Kittredge thing, where you're getting rid of a guy that technically has one more year left after this year, and you get more for that. But, like, if they were really considering blowing this thing up, they'd be doing what the Nats are doing. It's fielding calls for Mackenzie Gore.
Right.
We'd be fielding calls for Gunner or Jordan or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not.
They're not. Hey, listen, I know he's injured, but I don't think they were trading Batista.
I don't either.
I don't think they were trading that guy, man.
I think they were waiting for somebody to just overwhelm them with something where they go, well, we got to take it. Kind of like the Brian Baker thing.
Yep.
That was a no-brainer to me when people are going, we're trading a reliever for a first-round pick? Yes. Have you seen what they've done with first-round picks?
Let's go to Edgewood and get Lou. Lou.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and say, I'm excited today. I like what we're doing. And anytime we can keep feeding young talent to our farm system for the future, trust me, this is going to pay off in the long run. It might not be great for today.
Lou, I don't trust you. You're a Browns fan, man. I don't trust you. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I am excited about Joey Flacco, though. I am excited about Flacco, and I am excited about Sanders, dude. I actually hope that Sanders can move up the depth chart a little bit.
I'm just busting your chops,
like,
man.
By the end of the year. Anyways, the one guy I do worry about today is Charlie Morton. I just worry about that contract that he has and are we going to eat a bunch of that contract? And is somebody willing to take that on?
None of that matters, though. Like, really, even if they decide to eat the contract to get a better prospect back, you know, that's ownership just eating some money. And again,
for the greater good.
Yeah, and then all that's coming off the books. Well, I mean, it won't be off the books if you're paying it, but who cares? Like, at this point, it's not coming out of your pocket. It's not prohibiting them from signing anybody else.
No. Kevin in Baltimore. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I want to talk about Elias, and I know we're talking about the trade, but this year, we got to look at it. This guy here, you're going into the season that we needed pitching.
Yeah.
He brought in Charlie Morton, and we got to look at it. Morton, I mean, I'm not going to say he has a track record, but, I mean, come on. Let's look at the starting rotation.
Who did you want him to bring in? Who did you want him to bring in?
We needed to. What he's doing now about pitching, he should have been done 2 years ago. Come on. We know in our system that we didn't have the pitching dogs.
We did have the pitching. Wait a minute. You got a guy who was second team all MLB who was hurt. You didn't know Grayson Rodriguez was not going to pitch an inning this year. And you didn't know Charlie Morton was going to start off the season that poorly when last year's ERA was low 4.
You didn't know Zach Eflin was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You didn't know that the 10 starters that you started the season with, 7 of them would get hurt.
So you knew. Only thing you knew, Kevin, was that Bradish was going to pitch late in the season. You didn't know about Grayson Rodriguez. Charlie Morton's not coming off an ERA of 5. He's coming on an ERA of 4.19. And you got Eflin. So I don't understand what you're talking. You're speaking on what happened. If you go back to March, you didn't know this would happen.
I just don't think we had the starting pitching that to take us where we wanted to go. After coming off our two seasons where we made it to the playoffs and didn't do well.
Who was the pitching last year in the playoffs? Who was the pitchers?
Burns, Eflin.
And they got eliminated from the playoffs last year because of what?
They couldn't hit.
They gave up, was it 1 run and 2 runs?
Yeah.
That's what they gave up, 3 runs in 2 games. No. See, I think he's speaking on what happened. You went into the season knowing these things. You didn't go into the season knowing these things. Charlie Morton's, before you think Charlie Morton was so bad, Charlie Morton last year had more strikeouts than innings pitched. He had 165 innings pitched, 167 strikeouts. His ERA, 4.19. By baseball standards, that's okay.
Yeah.
So you think you're going to have Grayson. You think you're going to have Eflin. You think you're going to have Morton. If all of those guys pitch according to what you know, you're fine. Oh, and you got Dean Kramer. So no one knew that we would be in August and Grayson Rodriguez wouldn't pitch yet.
This is the recency bias and all the other stuff that's going on. You don't have – the pitching wasn't any good. And again, here's the one thing that I feel like people are right to criticize about is the free agency in the offseason. But you also got to tell me who did you want them to get? They offered Corbin Burns $45 million. He said no. Did you want to pay Max Fried for 8 years? Because if you did, I think you're stupid. If you're paying that guy for 8 years, and everybody was taking their victory lap on, man, Max Fried's so good after the first 6 weeks, and now he's come back to earth. His numbers still look really good, and I got news for you. They may look good for the next 2 to 3 years, but the back end of that contract is going to be dead. Blake Snell got a boatload of money just to get hurt. And oh, by the way, Corbin Burns got hurt. The two guys they should have looked at was Eovaldi, who didn't want to leave Texas, and Nick Pivetta. And again, if even looking at those guys, I don't think things are changing because they couldn't hit. And they were hurt.
And my only thing about the comment is that you went into the season knowing. You didn't know. Those things happened during the season. You didn't know.
And Joe just said Snell's coming back Saturday. He's been out since April.
Yeah.
Let's go. The Dodgers can afford that, right?
Justin in Woodlawn. What's up, Justin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Well, how are you?
Not too bad. Long time listener, first time caller. I just wanted to say that I'm fine with all the trades. At this point, the way the season's going, you know, just see what's going on for next year. But bring all the guys up. I know we had the baby birds era for a little bit, so maybe we just need to go in the teen bird era this time. So, yeah. So I think it's just time to see what these young guys have and just get ready for next year.
But it's not going in that direction, though, man. Let's look at the resumes, man. Gunnar Henderson's an all-star. Adley Rutschman's a multiple-time all-star. Jordan Westberg's an all-star. Jackson Holliday should have been an all-star.
Yeah, but okay.
One of the better second basemen in the American League. you're getting Kyle Bradish back, who's one of the better pitchers when he pitched the full season. And I anticipate him getting back to that level soon in 26.
Masayo's going to be here next year, and you got to create a roster.
So why are we talking as if we're rebuilding? You've got guys with legitimate major. Kowser is having a bad year this year, but it's a guy that finished number two in the Rookie of the Year last year. Why are we talking like we're left with guys with no Major League Baseball resumes? These guys are experienced Major League Baseball players, man.
I mean, as I wrote to somebody else, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired of talking about like the same stuff.
That we had the baby birth, not a teen birth. No, these guys aren't teens. These guys are established Major League Baseball players.
I'm just, again, I'll go back to what I reiterated. The people that don't like Elias, you're going to find a reason to hate every single thing he does. And the people that are being realists will look at it and go, hey, I didn't like the offseason. I didn't like some things he did in free agency. And the people that bitched about the trades, like, again, you bring up Trevor Rogers. It's like, well, he's only started 9 games. Okay, where do you want to move the goalpost?
Former All-Star.
What do you want it to be?
Bautista All-Star. I mean,
did you put Rogers in that rotation when you said it? Because
I didn't, because we didn't know what he would be. I went into him saying we went into the
I'm
year.
I'm talking about next year, going into next year when you were listening.
No, I didn't. But okay. But he was talking about we came into this year knowing these things. I didn't come into this year knowing about Rogers, but I come into this year expecting these things from these other guys. Those things happen. Yeah.
The other thing that they, like, again, that I think we could bitch about with Mike Elias, and he'd be the first one to tell you he made a mistake. Once Bautista went down, not finding another closer, going to the bird. He's got his arms out here. Goofball. Craig Kimbrell. What am I doing? Are you afraid of me now? Do I look like an eagle? What are you doing?
Daily Line with dumbass. Jeremy caught up next. What you got, Jeremy?
Yeah, man. Yesterday wasn't my day. I kissed my sister quite a bit. I can't wait to tell you how I lost some of these games. I caught an over in a baseball game. They hit 7 home runs. The game went under. Jesus. I'll tell you about that game. The best play today, and I'll give you a couple prop bets for you when we come back right here on the fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, no highlight. Yesterday was what I would deem a pisser. Just upsetting from all different angles as when I gave out my plays yesterday, I had the Rays and Yankees over 9. The whole game, it's 1-0. Then we get it tied up at 4 apiece, and I'm going, man, at worst, I'm going to push. It was at worst. I pushed. I got a tie. Thank you guys for that. That was great that you gave me that tie. Then we get to the Reds and Dodgers. Didn't have a chance. Shohei Ohtani left that game with an injury, but they're saying they don't think it's something serious right now. But God forbid you lose that guy in a playoff race.
Well, didn't he go 0-for-5?
in that game?
Yeah.
Was it over five?
He stayed
in the game, okay. Yeah. So that's why I don't think it's that serious.
They were talking about like a lower extremity thing.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's just
time of the month.
Yeah, everybody's concerned about the injury. I'm like, dude, he stayed in the game.
Well, so in that game, of course, obviously didn't have a chance. Then I had the Orioles at 12:30. Anybody watch that game? Did they win? High score, what's that mean? I saw when Cano was coming in, but I turned the TV off. What happened after that? And then I turned it back on, and the bases were loaded, and it was a 3-2 count, and a ball was thrown, but the umpire called it a strike, and it ended the game. Well, it didn't end the game. It ended their race back to try to get back in this thing. So I lost that one. Great. Then I lost the Minnesota Lynx. They were -7.5. One of the girls on the Lynx missed the second end of a free throw, and somebody fouled Sabrina Ionescu with 14 seconds left, and she made both of her free throws to make it 7, and then they didn't foul the rest of the way. They ran the clock out. Minnesota won by 7, favored by 7.5. That's the old how's your father. Here's another loss by the hook. The one that hurt the first most, though, and this is why, like, last night was...
Did you say first most?
The one that hurt the first most. I called the Seattle and the Sacramento Athletics.
West Sacramento.
Yeah, sorry. West Sacramento Athletics. I called the over. The total was 9.5. They hit 7 home runs in that game.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. One of them was a 2-run shot.
Mm.
They also doubled in a run. And the game finished at 9. 6 solo shots. You call an over with 7 home runs and it doesn't go over the total? What was the total? 30? No, 9.5. It's like, you know, sometimes baseball will just kick you right in your britches, and they don't even care, man. Right in the britches. Anyway, I did have a Julio Rodriguez and a Miguel Vargas home run yesterday. Those worked out really well for me. Remember how we were talking about Corbin Carroll over 1.5 total bases? It was -230. I said, ain't no way in hell I'm betting that. He got a double in his first at bat, so you didn't even have to sweat the damn thing if you bet it. But again, it's a heavy price tag, and I try to stay away from those. All right, let me run through what I see today. Yankees over is what the weather algorithm supports. But honestly, the best hitting environment today is in the Cincinnati game. You get Cookie Carrasco. Let me tell you, Cookie Carrasco against lefties has an ERA of 5.5. It's good that against righties, he has an ERA of 6.5. So he sucks at either. Whatever hand you hit with, you're going to hit him.
That's why the ERA is 6?
Yeah. And remember, the Braves just traded for him. I think they gave up a ham sandwich or something and got Cookie Carrasco. It's ridiculous. They all their starting pitchers were getting hurt. They needed somebody to fill out the rotation. The Yankees were like, please take him. Because he's a shell of himself now, and he's just holding on for whatever reason. But that's the best hitting environment of the day.
And I'm going to go home.
Andrew Abbott is pitching in that game, and I think that scares a lot of people away. I'm not worried about Andrew Abbott. He's a solid lefty that can get his strikeouts, but the hitting environment looks too good for me to pass up. That's my favorite play on the day, the Braves and Reds over. I think the Rays are interesting in their game. I don't have any thoughts on Seattle and Texas, except for I like Corey Seager to go over 1.5 bases. He's plus money at +110. I like Sean Murphy over 1.5 bases. He's +130 for the Braves. And my favorite one is Ellie De La Cruz over 1.5 bases. He hits from the left and right side, so he can hit from either side that he wants to today against Carrasco, and he's still going to knock his ass around. I think Ellie goes yard. I like Riley to go yard. I think Seager's another interesting play. The reason I like Sean Murphy is that the model likes him, and he's +130. When you're getting that type of plus money for a guy to go over 1.5 bases when I think it's the best hitting environment, I'm going to take a flyer on him. And lastly, in the WNBA, Golden State and Washington, I like that to go under the 153.5. Here's what I had for guys over 2 bases today. Austin Riley, Ellie De La Cruz, Matt Olson, Corey Seager, Matt McClain. Are you guys getting a kind of a little theme here? A lot of bats in that Cincinnati-Atlanta game. And granted, there's only 3 games. McClain, Murphy, Austin Hayes, Marcell Ozuna, and Brandon Lau were guys that were projected to go over 2. As far as the starting pitchers today, there's nothing that really jumps out at you. It's Stroman versus Pepio, Carrasco Abbott, and George Kirby going up against Kumar Rocker. He has not looked good at all. But again, I'll reiterate it. I love Ellie De La Cruz today. I love the Reds over. There you go.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Vinny Serrato, our resident GM, in studio to give us our Ravens report up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, joining us in studio, co-host of Vinny and Haney. He is Vinny Serrato. What's up, Vinny?
Not too much today. I'll tell you what, it was hot as hell yesterday.
Out there training camp?
Yeah, and it was a long practice, and they were in pads third day in a row. And how about Adis Isaac? Finally came to the party. I mean, he made a pass rush move that I was like, damn, okay. All right, now I see it. Now kind of seeing what you can do. Now there's no excuses. He made a spin move, Rob, Jeremy. It was beautiful. Came and untouched to the quarterback. It was really nice. So I was really impressed with that.
John Harbaugh spoke yesterday. He said the words they used to describe David Ajabo have been insulting, suggesting that maybe he's been treated unfairly by the media members. What are you seeing in David Ajabo?
I wouldn't say it's been Rob, you know what? Like right when you're ready to bury him, like he'll make a play. But the whole thing with him is when he does well, he plays low, stays low.
Okay.
When he stands up, he is a below average football player. And he stands up more than he stays low. And you watch him rush during the games and he just playing patty cake.
Yeah.
And that's what he does a lot in practice. I mean, that's the thing that just and then like right when you're ready to give up on him, like he'll go around the corner, drop his shoulders and come in. It's like, Jesus, why can't you do that all the time? I tell you what, Rob, yesterday, Jeremy, Mike Green, I love Mike Preston, but he said that, what did he write yesterday? That he was like similar to Oway his first year. Oway could have never done what he did yesterday to Roger Rosengarten. I mean, two times in a row, Rob. I mean, he goes around the corner, drops that shoulder, and leans in and got a clean rush on the quarterback. Really? Oh, man, it was
bendable.
Oh, my. It was.
Jeremy, I think you've compared him to you said kind of like Dwight Freeney.
Well, no, I was talking about Von Miller. Because like Von Miller was the closest thing I saw to Derek Thomas. Derek Thomas looked like Gumby when he was going around the corner and had these weird
Derek
angles.
I saw Derek Thomas up close and personal. Steve Young got sacked 7 times in 94.
Wow.
When we played in Kansas City.
How good was he?
And
that's what, like when I brought up Von Miller, I saw you look at him and was like, yeah, like the way that he's able to bend. I'm just wondering what a pleasant surprise this guy could end up being if they find a pass rusher like that in the second round.
To me, I don't think it's a pleasant surprise. I think it's going to kind of be expected.
Oh.
Because I've said he's going to have 6-plus sacks. So then Rosengarten, then they have another one, another play. And Rob, identical, same thing again. Because the thing about it is, if you're an old lineman and that dude dips, and all you're giving him is back. All Rosengard's doing is just pushing him right back towards the quarterback.
Yeah.
And he did it two times in a row. It's like, damn. He's made some rushes that I've seen in camp that we probably haven't seen since Suggs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He can do that many things. I mean, there's a reason why he had 17 and a half sacks. And then he had a hell of a Senior Bowl too. So Rosengarten had his struggles yesterday. All the old linemen, other than Ronnie Stanley. Ronnie's been consistently damn good, is what he's been.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. And Falele, he struggled. The last 2 days he's kind of struggled. I don't know if the heat, he's a big man. He's chiseled down some, but what happens to him, I think, when he gets hot, I think he gets lazy.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they do stunts and stuff, he don't turn his shoulders and he doesn't get there and they're easy to get around him. Because yesterday in that pass rush drill, Peoples, he just whoop right around him, And it's like, that's what Peoples got to do. But if Peoples wants to run right at him, he ain't budging him.
Well, Vin, let me ask you about the running game. Do you see any different way that they might use Henry this year? Because we all keep talking about him getting older, but he's built differently than a lot of these guys. His 30 was that benchmark. But do you see them dialing back some carries? Is there somebody else that steals a few?
Keaton Mitchell would be a guy. Just like we heard, Todd Monken talk about, Keaton Mitchell's got to earn them. Where do they come from? So that's the thing. I don't. I'm guessing that Henry's not going to want to give him up. But what's got to happen is Keaton Mitchell in the preseason games and stuff. He's got to be like, he's got to get some carries in the game. And does that affect? Who does that affect?
If he ends up being that good, got that thunder and lightning that everybody likes. Right.
And then you got Justice Hill, who's really good too. Mm-hmm.
If I just re-sign Derrick Henry, I want him to be around not just this year, but next year.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have a player like Keaton Mitchell, somebody come up and take some carries from him. I would love to do that.
And
put him maybe more on short yardage situations where he's still eating, getting touchdowns and things like that, but I definitely want to save him.
Well, the thing about it is like, all right, Henry had 1,900 yards. We'd be cool if he had 1,500, right? Mm-hmm. Justice Hill and Mitchell picked up the other yards. And
he's still going to end up with double-digit touchdowns.
What I would almost prefer is, instead of Lamar rushing for almost 1,000, rush for like 600-700. Don't mm-hmm. take as many hits. You've got all these weapons. You got all these guys that are good yak guys and stuff. But we saw him yesterday, the 80-yard run or whatever. He just outruns angles and outruns people.
Yeah.
He's so good at that.
Looks like everybody else has slowed down and he's moving in the matrix at times, It's impressive. And I think that's got to be, like, if you're thinking of your long term, because I know there's some fans out there going, why would you want to take carries away from Derrick Henry? Just to keep him fresh. You want him as fresh as possible.
Last half. But the thing about it was, he never looked like he slowed down the whole year. That's the thing. I mean, you saw those videos of him. I mean, he's running with chains up hills and stuff, Could you imagine that, Jeremy?
No, I don't want any hills. Rob has his girls running Fed Hill, so I don't want any parts of hills.
Now, do you just blow the whistle or do you run the hills?
I don't run those hills.
You know what you got to do, Rob, is...
I run, but I ain't running those hills.
You know what I used to do with
I'm not competing against anybody.
Youth football team was, before practice and stuff, we'd have that hill over there in Falston. I'd have them go up backwards.
We'd do that too.
Yeah.
We go forward, we go backwards, we bear crawl, we
I didn't want to say anything. Walk. Like, because he's here, let me hold on. Do you know that the coach at St. Francis and St. Timothy's, they run the hills with their players? That's why they do so well.
Yeah. I can see it, Hey,
we may have lost to St. Francis, but
that's because the coaches run the hills.
They were number one in the region. We were number two.
They run hills.
But what we didn't do is lose to St. Timothy's. We didn't do that.
Is there a St. Timothy's?
Yes, there is a St. Timothy's. And we did. I'm just going. I know Coach Vernon over there. I'm just going to leave it at that. We didn't lose to St. Tim's.
Now, let me ask you this: If all the coaches, got on the hills, who'd win?
Out of who?
The three of you coaches.
Coach Shelton is in good shape, but he's a little older, longer in the tooth.
Man, are these shots fired, or is this just honesty?
That's my dude.
Okay.
But he's longer in the tooth. I think Coach Shelton, if he is as in shape as he looks, despite his age, he'd be my only real competition. I'd beat Vernon up there and back.
I'd come down the hill the fastest, because I'm not sure I'd make it up. I'd be rolling back down it.
Somebody's going to tell Vernon I said it, but Coach Shelton is in incredible shape for a man his age. So if he can still go at that level, he'd be some competition.
Put the weighted vest on?
I'd beat him with a weighted vest on. I'd beat him with a weighted vest.
Mm-hmm. I don't wear vests. Why would I want it to be weighted? I want mine to be light.
Jimmy, Vinny Serrato is the consummate pot stirrer.
There's no question.
He's the consummate. For a man that doesn't have a gun, he fires a lot of shots.
Hey, Rob, I've got experience. What? 4 years with you?
Five.
5 years with you? Yeah, I got a lot of ammo, too.
He throws fires a lot of shots.
But when you're running the hill, do you got to make sure your feet stay at the proper width so you don't tumble over because of that big-ass head?
Hey, Jeremy, you ever stay in the same room with Rob?
No.
I did for a week.
Oh, you had to at the Super Bowl,
We didn't stay in the same room. It was a suite. It was two different rooms.
No, you're in the same hotel room.
Same hotel room.
He didn't say the same bed. He said the same room.
He didn't say it. Now, Rob would always have the bed by the door because, like, I'd wake up during the night and go take a piss. Rob, I'd look, damn, where'd Rob go?
It was New Orleans, man.
It was like, New Orleans. Hey, Jeremy. I mean, I'd go to bed and Rob just like. Murr, 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 murr. He's like, you know, I'd be up like, Rob, come on, let's go running, or, you know, I'll catch you a little bit. He just woke up.
Wow.
He was like Tim Harris, you know, like we went to Vegas for our five ring ceremony or whatever, and I'm up, you know, running in Vegas the first day, because the first day, you know, it's my time, 9 o'clock, and, you know, it's 6 a.m. or 5:30 when I'm out running. I'm running down the street, and Tim Harris comes stumbling out of the bar. I said, Tim, what are you doing? Oh, just going home.
You know the story.
It was New Orleans, man.
I know. I ain't faulting you.
It's New Orleans.
But I remember the story from the Redeem team with Kobe Bryant when he was up at 4 a.m. and putting up shots. And then here comes Carmelo Anthony and the rest of them coming in while he's at the gym. They're coming in from the bars. And Carmelo looked at him and said, nah, man, that ain't for me. I'm going to my room. Y'all can go shoot with him now, if you want.
We were down in New Orleans. Rob's basketball team was playing. And we were at the bar eating what? Had same thing every night. Same restaurant, same thing every night. Fried catfish.
Yeah, it was good. It was so good, man.
I don't even like fish, and I like fried catfish.
And then, like, we're at the bar, and I'm drinking. Like, I'd get my bottle of wine, and he'd get his bourbon or whatever he was drinking. And his team was losing. He's falling on his phone, and he's, like, getting more pissed. More pissed, and, you know, drinking. And then they lose. I think they got beat pretty bad.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I was coaching college then.
So then it was like, goo, goo, goo.
I'm like, I want to go home. I just want to go.
Oh, if,
wait a minute. Here's the rest of the story, though. No.
What is it?
He told the server his team's losing. Just keep bringing them drinks. I didn't ask for these drinks. He just keep bringing. Yeah. I got to deal with him. Yeah. Vinny, we'll do this again tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow because I'm going out to practice again today. I think, you know, I mean, after 3 days in pads, they're going to be in shells today. I think it'll be a lot of teaching, you know, kind of slow paced stuff. Then they're off tomorrow. But I didn't think they were going to be in pads yesterday. So, you know, who knows? Maybe. And they went for 2 hours and 45 minutes and what was it, 107 degrees with the heat index?
What does that mean? You can't call it then, if whether they're going to be in pads or not?
They're definitely not in pads because Harb's already said they weren't going to be in pads. So, you know, what's the practice? Is it going to be worth, you know, is it going to be a good practice tomorrow? And who's going to be out there today? Because yesterday, a lot of the offensive guys kind of got a little breather.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Kahn just totally made The Little Mermaid an R-rated movie.
Well,
he just totally made it.
I read up on a lot of animals and different things, and because of all the stuff I read online, a lot of it gets filtered.
And we all know what you read online.
Yeah, porn and animal stuff, so it all goes to my algorithm.
There's a penis hidden in the castle. Have you ever heard
I did that? Yes. I was saying that starfish, their mouths are on the bottom. Did you know that, Joe, that the mouth is on the bottom?
Makes sense, yeah. I've seen Finding Nemo because she sticks to the glass.
Yeah, and Little Mermaid uses those for bras, right?
Yeah.
Starfish. Yeah. Just, what are they doing?
He just totally made Little Mermaid an R-rated movie.
I mean, there probably is one.
I think it's more like a jockstrap situation. It just holds things in place. It's not sexual.
Sure. You can think that. I like to think the other way. No? You never thought about this?
Joe, what happened to you?
I've had this conversation with people.
To try to get things back in order, and now you are contributing.
There's only 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in the segment.
You're contributing to the delinquency of Jeremy Kahn.
It's an interesting question. Like, these are the things I think about when I'm up high late at night.
And that's the encore for the day.
So, hey, by the way, some trades just went down.
Go ahead, real quick.
Shane Bieber to the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays gave up right-handed pitcher Kyle Stephen, maybe. There was also the deal that the Orioles made for Andrew Kittredge. They're getting back a 17-year-old shortstop prospect out of the Dominican. He is, where are we at here? I just lost Steve Molesky's update on him. He got a $2.3 million bonus from the Cubs. He's the number 17 prospect via MLB Pipeline and one of the top players in the 2025 international class.
He's number 17 overall? Okay.
It says O's are getting Cubs. Now, maybe it's the number
Cubs 17, number 17, yeah.
Prospect in their system. But hit 262, 859 OPS, along with 26 walks to only 24 Ks.
There you go. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. I'm going to roll through this because I got a lot of birthdays. Today is National Avocado Day. I won't celebrate that because I don't like avocados. But today is National Chili Dog Day. I love me a good chili dog. Nah, I might do that today.
I'm not a chili dog guy.
Some birthdays today in sports. Today, Bill Bedwell would have celebrated a birthday. And today, Kevin Green, pass rush extraordinaire, would have celebrated a birthday today. Leon Durham, former MLB player, turned 68. Former NFL player Chris Hinton turned 64. Former NBA basketball coach Scott Brooks turned 60. Tony Massenberger, Marylander and Maryland Terp, turned 58. Former Heisman Trophy winner Andre Ware turns 57. Former quarterback who headbutted himself and put himself out of games, Gus Frerotte, turns 54 today. Former, the oldest probably Heisman Trophy winner in the history of the Heisman Trophy, Chris Winkie, turns 53. He won the Heisman Trophy at 48. Former NFL quarterback Tim Couch turns 48. Former pass rushing extraordinaire, we talked about this guy yesterday, one of the most underrated ones, DeMarcus Way, turns 43 today. And former NFL wide receiver A.J. Green turns 37 today.
Old Dusty.
That's right. Hey, he managed this team to the World Series in 1966, the Baltimore Orioles. If he were alive, he would have celebrated his birthday today, Hank Bauer. And happy 51st birthday to arguably the greatest left tackle of all time, Jonathan Ogden.
Love it. Yeah, so
Rob, get a lot of them.
Rob, yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, good. You got some. You do have one more, right? There was one you were supposed to mention.
Oh, I got two birthdays.
Say we're missing something.
Got two birthdays for you. Hold up. I think I may have torn it. Okay. Mark Cuban and Bill Callahan, former NFL coach, share birthday today. Who's older?
Bill Callahan?
Cuban.
All right, somebody's right. Bill Callahan turns 69, Mark Cuban 67.
Yeah, in your face, Joe. So yesterday I was looking in one of the cabinets at the house, and my wife said, what are you looking for? I told her, my Gone in 60 Seconds DVD. And I said, it was just here a minute ago. Elton John has bought a treadmill for his pet rabbit. It's a little fit bunny. Oh man!
Charlie's over there just shaking his head at you, man.
had a Comcast delivery driver come up to me, and he was asking what time it was. I said, it's somewhere between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. You figure it out. What did the left leg say to the right leg? Whew, that guy in the middle is a bit of a prick, huh? The dentist looked at my teeth and asked, do you smoke or drink coffee? I said, I drink it. What are you talking about? Why do men dislike shopping? Because their wives get jealous that the cashiers keep checking them out. Hair. Convents are women. Here we go. Convents are women only to exclude anyone named Charles because nunchucks are dangerous. I got one I'm waiting to do. I got arrested today for walking our... I'm skipping it. What do the Titanic and the Sixth Sense have in common? Icy dead people. Icy dead people. What's at the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle? A rectangle. Wreck. W-R-E-C-K. I got a new calendar, but I found out it was missing the fifth month. I was totally dismayed. And lastly, one of my favorites. I just got home to find out that my wife's been on eBay all day. If she's still in there tomorrow, I'm lowering the price.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.